John 14:26. Peace I live with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. We have heard many testimony from our group, and those are the real preaching words. And so that we can think about the Word of God solution. There's a professor who taking a seed and analyze a seed. And I know exactly. And we know exactly the composition of the seed, how much hydrocarbon, and I can use all these chemicals to make it like this seed. And the student asked, if you want to put your seed on the ground, would it grow? And the professor said, of course not, because in the seed of God, there is a life, something wonderful that is life so that it can thrive. The obligation. All that we wish and see in this world is good, but none can come out of this world and as wonderful as what God can give us. You have heard many testimonies about their experience. Many wonderful have existed and have occurred. Yet you have believed in God for many, many years, but they have not experienced the presence of God. Only our relationship between us and God can lead us into this wonderful blessing. And when they reminded those when I was young, and that they did not, when they come into the time that they the Lord calls all that, not just only something, but it is from my heart to sing. So then we can sing one or two without being tired. Or maybe then we pray and 7 and 2, 5 and up, we could not be blue because those are the wonderful things the Lord give us. When we pray for hours and hours without hearing, it is a connection between us and the Lord. And of course, those, not just in one moment. Rachel can say that we can feel those things. If we cannot keep those inside us, we will lose those experiences. So may the Lord give each one of us an experience, the true relationship with the Lord, that we will call wonderful things the Lord can give us. And based on the passage that we have read, John 14:27, that I want to share with you about the blessing, the wonderful things that God gave us. And Wednesday, I received a niece and our friend and young woman received, the Lord had received it. And on Friday, when I came to his bed, Mr. Luke, to pray, I feel the pain was lifted up by the Lord Christ. We can see here that the Lord always can hear and help us and give us the wonderful things that I call them. Those are the wonderful things, the most wonderful things. These are the wonderful things God gives. It's most valuable. It's also most timely. And based on this, I want to share with you three things. First, is God give us what is most necessary. Secondly, God give us the most valuable thing. And the third, that God give us His most timely. Let's pray for guidance. Dear Lord, We are listening to your word. May you bless that we keep hearing your word. Lift away our tiredness during this time so that we can hear your voice speaking to us. May you speak to us and teach us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And the people say, "At peace I live with you, but peace I give you." I do not lose in our mind, each of us, all of our effort to say, wishing that one day we can leave something behind for our loved ones after we pass away. There's a person, he was suspected of murder, and then his wife was sick, and then nobody complained if he was in prison. He wrote to his wife, "Do not touch anything I have put in the backyard." Mary in the bank, when they look at the letter, they have to put forward the investigation. And at the same time, they expect people to come and pick up everything to see what he had there in the bank. But they could find anything. And afterwards, he wrote another letter and tell his wife, "Now, you and the children must plant the seeds out there near congregation." That's a smartness of him to let other people to make the land to be soft ground for planting. "I leave you peace," the Lord says. In this world, we can use money to buy everything that we need, but the peace, how do you get it? Only ask the Lord. We cannot use anything well to trade or to purchase the peace that God can give us. Anybody has any idol, they come to the idol and their God to call on them to pray. But there is no God can guarantee the peace to somebody ask them. Be they just but after God. He promised to all his children, "I leave a peace with you, my peace I give you." The Lord said, before we pray, we have been guaranteed by the Lord Jesus Christ. God knows that we need this peace. "I will leave me peace I live with you, my peace I give you." If person cannot give somebody else, if we don't have it, the Spirit, if we do not have peace, we could not have given peace to others. In the Bible, we read about and when he walked to the cross, Isaiah was 53:7. He was oppressed and afflicted. He did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 23, Peter said, "When they heard that Israel and him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threat. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly." Luke chapter 23, wrote about, he was nailed to the cross. He did not revenge, but he prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." The congregation, the attitude of Jesus on the cross has been described in the Bible. The peace is with Jesus. And because he has peace, true peace, because of that possession of peace, that he did not cry out. Because of peace, he gave himself to the Lord. Because of that peace that he has, that he does not have to hate those who cause him to be killed on the cross. Jesus has the true peace. And because of that peace, he can give us that peace I give you. The peace that God gave us, that is a peace, true peace, that all the children can experience. When the youth can feel that they have never experienced those, because it's true what God gave them. And when we walk with Christ, I give you peace. I give you peace. This giving a blessing is between a personal God and a personal person. When we receive this peace, that person receives that true peace. He only peace inside, always in situation, in any where God knows our need for peace, so that He can give the right one. In the world that we have, this will be a come that the Satan, the devil, will put uneasiness, unpeace on. And the first thing we need, that is peace. They can have a lot of money without peace. They will have to be famous, but they will be unpeaceful. They can enjoy many things in the world, but still has no peace. And so this is something necessary that God wants us to do. I give you my peace, Jesus said. When a person gives a gift, a birthday to someone, like a toy, that person receives the toy, and sometimes we see that the parents, when they give something like a gold or $100, and who will keep the gold rings or the 100? It's the parents will keep for the kid, because they don't understand what they are receiving. But the Lord said, between I give you gift, though a new belief in Christ, or a new or old experience, or a young person, that peace of God will receive and enjoy that peace right away. Because God knows what we need. It is necessary. Peace I leave with you. I give you this peace. My peace I give you. God, Jesus has peace. And that's all He could give us, His peace. The second point here is that God gives the most valuable treasure. Jesus said, I do not give to you as the world gives. Not as the world. That means that during in this world, they can find some peace in the world. However, there is a big difference between the worldly peace and the peace that Jesus has given us. The peace that God gives us is the true peace. Has value. How is it called valuable? If you have a big 100 grams of gold or 100 grams of sales of metals, which one will bring you? The gold will bring us more. And so this 100 grams of copper or any other is not as valuable as gold. So though we can compare, so the peace God is different than the world can give you. The world can give some peace, but it gives us a kind of peace that is temporary. It's false peace. The peace of God. If I'm not sick, that's good. If I do not have any unfortunate, not any incident, then those the peace that they are looking for in this world. That means that kind of peace before come to them for all their how many accidents will occur in our life? Is it continuing? If something happened to us, and when the world can give us peace like that? Well, the people wish that, oh, I do not wish to experience the unpleasant thing that happened to me. It gives us when we are in even in unfortunate situation, the peace will guide us through that even during the time of trouble, we have peace. Though I walk in the shadow of the valley of death, I will not be afraid, because the Lord is with me. Because that peace of the Lord is with me. In the Bible, we see the images, the three friends of Daniel's in the burning furnace. They did not say that out of the furnace, but the peace is with them. Wow, they were in the burning furnace. And after they returned, the Bible said, there is none burning evidence for a veil of smoke, even there here. Though the burning is seven times hotter than them. But when the peace of the Lord are with them, the three friends of Daniel, but did not forget any kind of word. And Daniel has been thrown in the lion's den. But all the lions will close their mouth because the peace is with Daniel. And the peace abound with Peter when Peter was in the prison. Because of his Jesus' name, they beat him up and put him in prison. The peace of the Lord that the soldier has earned, and that God saved Peter out of the prison physically. The peace of the Lord has the value because it can help us even during times of trouble. The condition is mentioned to them. Many Christians could not distinguish between the peace that God gives with the peace that the world can find in this world. That the devil will deceive us. Many of us hope there is nothing unfortunate happen to me more than though I walk in the shadow of the valley of death. I will feel it. We have many of the thoughts in our minds. Let's think about this. A kid, when I tell him, when he give you a candy or cake, piece of cake, or give him $10, which one you would choose? They would choose a candy or a cake. Because they understand $10 that can buy more candy before they can only see the candy that can use it right away. And so the kid would choose something that they can use instead of choosing the $10 bill. This is what devil will deceive us into our thoughts. The devil can deceive us because we did not want the true peace, the value of peace for no one. So the devil wants to only find the temporary peace in this world. Don't forget about what the Lord can give us in this season. The peace in this world is coming from our feelings. That means I can feel that nothing unfortunate happened to me. No evil things happened to me. But that peace of the Lord is not from the feeling, but comes from our relationship with the God. And because I can feel the peace of God in our life, truly peace, not just a feeling is peaceful. The true peace in the peace in this world, because the environment, whatever the environment is, we feel peace depending on. That kind of peace is temporary, based on environment. But the true peace of God, it comes from inside. And so when we are faced with the situation, that peace of God will continue to be with us and keep us together. And the true peace, the peace of outside is only temporary. We can feel peace. It is temporary. And when we say so, and then we feel unpeaceful. But the peace that we have from inside is a forever peace. We always feel that peace that though facing troubles, facing different difficult situations, we can overcome. The peace of God has a value very different than what the world is. There is a Mr. and Mrs. Harry Whittington, they are the preaching the gospel. They've been called to go to Brazil to serve the Lord. These are missionaries, and they are in. They really have not heard about the gospel, and they came to a village. They have never seen, known about the gospel. And when they came, because they know the gospel, so nobody helped them there. They have to make themselves, to build themselves a place to live, plant their own food, to plant so that they can survive there. Because none of them, the villager there, want to help them. But in a room, from the stomach, he knocked on the door, and the chief of the villager, and the magician of the village, came with a crown and knocked on the door. Please let us know. Let us know about your God. Because I want to worship your God. Oh, Mr. Wilson, oh, we did not talk to this person yet. Oh, we tried to make ourselves comfortable here before we can preach the gospel. And then it just happened like this. Then they start to share the gospel to this crowd, from the chief villager to the magician, the advisor there, and everybody. Afterward, when they meet the church there, and they ask the preacher, why did that day you came and knocked on my door and asked about God? I have not preached the gospel before. Why did you come and ask for that? And then the magician told them, we have sinned. I use all the idols that we know how to pray to. None of them that I curse will escape that. And so when you come, I use the authority of the religion to ask the devil to come in. But all the devils said they could not come into your house. There is some water that they could not come into their home. And then I have to return and said they couldn't do anything to you. And many times we know that your God is better than our God. And so we want to worship your God instead of our God. The peace of the Lord is above our understanding, correct? And because of that peace that has kept these missionary heritage, has not been overcome by the power of the darkness in the village that they take before. Anybody to fight against the villager will die because of their curse. But in the power of God, none of the power of God has overcome the vision. The true peace has a value for all situations, for everyone in a perfect, in any situation, different reasons. Well, thank you for that. I give you peace. My peace I give you, not like the world gives. We give thanks to you, Lord, that we've been promised that peace. It is a gift that's most appropriate in our life. And the most will be, most valuable gift is the peace of the Lord. And the third part, we look at the Bible again that do not be afraid. Let not your heart be troubled. Let your heart not be troubled. When Jesus said that, this is the time when the disciple is in a situation of hopelessness, that their leader will be giving them this lavender. They hope that Jesus will save them from under the emperor, the Roman emperor. They will be raiding to the new country. But Jesus said, I will be near to the cross. And this night that he was telling this, my soul is so sad until then. And so the disciple never seen the Lord Jesus Christ in that situation. So the disciple also losing hope. They feel anxious. Peace I live with you. I give you my peace, not like the world gives. Let not your heart be troubled. they be not afraid. In ammunition, the Bible shows us that during that night, when Jesus was nailed to the cross, John said, all the, when the door was closed behind in that high room, but Jesus appeared from resurrected Christ, and he told his disciples, peace be with you. And he showed his hands and his side, showing the piercing of the body of Christ. Then they changed their attitude from being afraid to being joyful. The peace is very appropriate and very timely. When the doors were locked and Jesus came, peace be with you. And their fear becomes joy. When our anxiousness and afraid in our hearts, that's the time when the peace of God, His most, will be in our mind and our heart and control how we react to the environment. There's an old woman, very rich, drove to a town, and then the house, one of the car was cut. She couldn't do anything. Hopefully somebody can come and help her. And there is someone come and say, can I help you? And that lady saw this person is very miserable. She was kind of afraid. So she asked him to that whatever he asked of the price, I will pay. Then I'm so afraid. She was so afraid. And after he changed the time for her, and she gave him some money, no, I don't know, receive money. I just want to help you. And she was surprised. But I think you need some money. This is my thankfulness. No. He said, I just don't care. If you want to thank me, you have to do something good for another person that you meet next on the way back home. And she was hungry and stopped at a restaurant. And she ordered some food. And then the waitress was pregnant. She was young. Maybe she was giving birth soon. But she was providing, the waitress providing a good service to that lady to bring her drinks and food. And they are very good attitude and after she paid, and she put in her head, the pregnant woman, $400 of chips, and only the food cost only $10. And this lady said, was surprised, I could not receive this money. It cost $10. And this lady said, no worry, before I was told, in my situation, I could not thank him, because he said, if you want to thank me, just do something good for another person. And you happen to be that next person. Maybe you are about to give birth, maybe you have this plan. So let me give you this gift. That night, when she came home, and she was recounted everything to her husband. I've been helped by a person named Brian. They give thanks because God has sent this someone to give them, and we pray for the supply that comes. And before the lady kissed her husband, good night, Brian. And that Brian is given the help from that young person who helped to fix the tongue is to help that lady, pregnant lady in the rest. That the peace of God for us in a timely way. Do not be afraid. Now, right now, why are you afraid? We can have peace. It will take away our big inquiries. We will never be afraid of him. Our fear will disappear. And the Bible tells us when Jesus came in therein and saw a procession, that is a young person and the one person, the single child of this lady. And in this burial procession, Jesus was there. He was there all the time. He was there just for one thing, that he stopped this burial procession. And everybody stopped there. And Jesus lifted up this dead person from the basket. And then gave that resurrected person. That's the only thing from far into there at the right time to stop the burial procession. Because what he does is always
time.
Mary and Martha, the sister of Lazarus, this family is very close to Jesus. Lazarus has been sick, very sick. That your friend Jesus is sick, but Jesus remained at the place where he is 2 days and then 3 days. At that time, Lazarus has been buried already. And we saw that Jesus said, Martha and Mary, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes will live, although he is dead. It's never late for the Jesus. Jesus brought peace to the family. And Jairus had a daughter after resurrecting Lazarus from death. And this Jairus has a daughter who died. But Jesus said, no, your daughter is not dead. She just sleeps. Everybody can see that everything could be like, but with God, with Jesus, everything is timely with Jesus. It's never late. Is always my mind. With our heart, apart from God, that we will come back to God, is always timely when we make it through. When we heard to love Jesus already, that we wish to reconnect, is always a timely thing. There's always opportunity. We run after the world, that we feel unpeaceful in this world, and we return to Jesus. We can feel that the wonderful peace that the Lord has given us. The peace not just to resolve our situation that caused us unpeaceful, but to give us more faith that we see this thing. The man did not know Jesus, but through that experience, she will have great faith in Jesus. Mary and Martha were so sad, because Lazarus died away, but Jesus appeared to give them more faith. And so, thanks be to God, the wonderful things God gave you and me always will make our faith grow. And last week, we have heard about Mr. Lu has passed away. And in Monday, he could not breathe. And he was brought to the hospital, and he could not breathe. And he sort of showed the signs. So the family said that he could not overcome. They were to keep him behind to take care. But I received it on Monday, and we prayed. We prayed a lot. And 4 o'clock in the morning, there's something in his throat. It's a dragon. He couldn't breathe because of this. And they took that by prayer that night. I can see him. I can see him. He's struggling. And in the morning, I asked Mr. Jane and my wife. And now he could talk, and I encourage him, hope that he will be home and be well.
And
on Wednesday, he said,
he
told the friend that you know what to pass away in hospital. If I want to pass away, I want to pass away at home. And he returned on evening. Wednesday, he could not sleep. And on Thursday, I heard that call me from the family. He was very sick. And then, and he and me came there. He said, I'm so tired. And so he was grimacing because the hurt in his body, very hurt inside. And so the family continued to give him morphine to help his pain. But every hour, he is facing painfulness. And Friday morning, and he waits now, and they call them to the nurses. And the nurse said, maybe he's going to be dead in a few hours. And can you pray for the father? Please wait for me. And when I came there to home, the nurse prepared to go home. And we get together and pray. I put on the body my hand. He is still breathing. And his eyes was glazed. And we asked the Lord to receive his soul. And then he was taken away. I can feel that when he was breathing heavily, and then finally, when we finally prayed, the Lord took him away at 12:40 in Montreal. And what will you thank the Lord for? And in those days, Jesus said, Wisdom said, I could not know what to do. Wisdom said, and I encourage her and comfort her with the word of God to find the peace in God so that we have no sadness or bitterness. And when Mother has been taken away, Muslim, she gave thanks to the Holy Spirit for taking her husband away in a peaceful manner. The peace of the Lord has brought, caused him to have a peaceful sleep as he departs this world. So the peace is with his wife, this one, to say that, thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving me peace and give him the peace. We are thankful because God always wants to give us his peace. We are thankful because this morning, no, it is wrong. We have heard testimony from the young, but we hope that each one of us has can experience as these kids that we have a promise that peace I leave with you. My peace I give you, I do not give to you as the world gives. That is the most necessary thing, the most valuable thing for each one of us. And that peace is timely for us. May the Lord help us to grow in peace and in faith. And the next Thursday, there will be a memorial service in house at Fung and Duyen. And on Friday, the memorial service will be in Denver. So let's pray for the Lord to give comfort this family. So we pray for these two services on Thursday and Friday for the Lord to comfort this family. May the Lord each will lead us to give us growth in our faith. It is sad to say goodbye to the brother and sister in Christ, but the peace of the Lord has comforted each of us. Let's ask for we will read again the key verse. Let's read together. Peace I live with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do let not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. We give thanks to you for all the wonderful things that you have prepared for us. In this suffering world, lack of peace, but we have given the greatest thing from you, that is your peace. That is something that we need the most in this world. Everything else we can find within God, but the peace of God we could only receive from you. We are thankful because you have promised, you give it to us, not just peace that you give, but we see the value of this peace that the world cannot bring us. And truly, anyone who has experienced this true peace can say that, David, though I walk in the shadow valley of death, I shall fear no evil. Because when we experience difficulties and challenges on this world, may we see that the peace that you have given us will keep our heart and mind inside. When we are afraid, when we are anxious, when we are facing some difficulty in our life, that the peace that you have given me in the time that you have used that peace to comfort each one of us. You have used your peace to resolve any problems, any difficulty, sickness that we are facing in life. May we continue to be in you, connect with you, with a relationship so we can experience the wonderful things that you want to give us. May you continue to bless us, bless each one of us in our love, in our need, and then you can comfort us with your word. We ask your comfort to be with your family of food and food. When you have lit up Mr. Lim into your presence, and the peace of the Lord will be with the family of food and food. We lift up everything that you can be with us. We are thankful. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.